This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, some 50 days away. Yeah, really, that's all from a very decisive election. The last election that we had that had the prospect of actually continuing beyond Election Day. We didn't really expect that in 2000, but it happened in 1876, really. So what do we learn from that? We will talk about that. We'll also talk about the latest polling, also the impact on the country and the election of the horrible shooting of two sheriff's deputies in Los Angeles. At 7 p.m., still light. Well, if you can see through the haze and the fires and the rest, they were shot in their police car. And thank God they both appear likely to survive. There's a $100,000 reward for the shooter. But this is a very revealing case, not because of the response of the deputies, not because of the response of the shooter, but because of what the protesters are saying about it. We will get to that in moments on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be speaking a little bit about the idea of wealth creation and fighting inequality and the forgotten element in trying to achieve greater equality between black and white. We'll be speaking to Ian Rowe of the American Enterprise Institute, who talks about individual agency. He says that those people who say that there is nothing you can do, nothing at all you can do as an individual, it has to be some kind of systemic change, he says all of that is a lie. And then we'll talk about some incredibly good news and some really lousy news from the Middle East, speaking to my brother Jonathan Medved in Jerusalem. All of that coming up on the Medved Show. First, you probably have heard by now about this shooting in Los Angeles County. And it took place in Compton, not far from a sheriff's station there. The way that Associated Press covered it is authorities searched Sunday morning, yesterday, for a gunman who shot and critically wounded two Los Angeles County sheriff's deputies who were sitting in their squad car, an apparent ambush that drew a reward for information and an angry response from the president. The 31-year-old female deputy and the 24-year-old male deputy underwent surgery Saturday evening. I believe, just from the photographs, they haven't announced this, but the female deputy, I know that she is a mother and 31 years old. They've both been with the sheriff's department for 14 months, so they're relatively recent with the sheriff's department. I believe that the lady is black, again, if she were the victim of a shooting by a police officer, we'd be all hearing about that a great deal. But I think it is worth noting that sometimes these heroic cops who are shot in the line of duty, and this lady was incredibly heroic. She was shot in the face, in the jaw, and she was bleeding profusely. She was seriously wounded. But she was able to get help for her partner and to staunch his bleeding and probably to save his life. The sheriff of Los Angeles County, Alex Villanueva, said they performed in an admirable fashion in spite of grave adversity. God bless them. It looks like they're going to be able to recover. And the good news is that they are out of surgery, and it does look like they'll be able to recover. What happened here was there's grainy video footage, and one shows the actual shooting and the suspect fleeing from the scene. And it also shows the female officer covered in blood after she applied that tourniquet to her colleague, who was also shot in the face. She was shot in the jaw. This is extraordinary. And the most extraordinary thing about it was the demonstrators at the hospital. Because as the word spread that these cops, sheriff deputies, were going to be drawn to the hospital, the this is the way that that the Wall Street Journal described it. The two deputies were ambushed by a gunman in a cowardly fashion in the Compton neighborhood, said Sheriff Alex Villanueva at a press conference. The deputies hadn't been identified by name as we write this, but press reports say one's a 31-year-old mother and the other a 24-year-old man. Both have been with the department a little more than a year. Police have not identified a suspect, but the randomness of the ambush suggests someone looking for any available police target. We've seen this before, writes the Journal, when anti-police fever is hot. A gunman shot and killed two officers in their car in New York in 2014, following the death of black suspects being arrested in Ferguson, Missouri, and in New York City. The protests are worse this year following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, the Journal reports, of course. And the anti-police violence is more widespread. An officer was stabbed in the neck in Flatbush in New York City in an ambush in June. The officer survived. Democratic Mayor Eric Garcetti called the chants and protests at the hospital. They were chanting the protesters at the hospital who blocked for a while the entrance to the hospital where the two were being treated. They also tried to enter through that emergency room. They were blocked from doing that, and they blocked the ability of other people to get into the emergency room. And they were chanting, "We hope they die, we hope they die, we hope they die." Democratic Mayor Eric Garcetti called the chants and protests at the hospital unacceptable and abhorrent. But he and other Democrats need to do more to condemn and ostracize these protesters. Democrats may fear the wrath of Black Lives Matter, but the backlash elsewhere in America will be far greater if pleasure at cop killing becomes common on the left. Policing reform is impossible amid a war on police. Mayor Garcetti and other mayors should abandon their cuts to law enforcement budgets and express regular solidarity for cops on the beat. Without such a signal, police will continue to retreat from enforcing the law in crime-ridden neighborhoods, and those who suffer most will be the law-abiding in the likes of Compton and Flatbush. I think that's entirely correct, and it's really one of those great unspoken issues. Listen to ABC 7. This is clip one, Jeremy. ABC 7 in Southern California. The television station was interviewing a man who was standing outside the emergency room where the two officers were being treated. Listen.
Describe for me what the protesters were chanting. What were they saying?
Well, they were saying death to the police, kill the police, and these are sheriffs. But the message is still the same, and they were using all type of curse words and derogatory terms about the police, just provoking our police officers. Unacceptable behavior, because the hospital should be a sanctuary where we should leave hospitals alone.
And certainly tensions are on high since the two deputies are inside. Did you see the deputies make swift action? And you said the protesters tried to get inside the emergency room,
yes,
correct?
Yes, they did. And the actions taken by security and also the deputies was very swift and prevented from a tragedy happening inside the emergency room.
Isn't that extraordinary? We in America need to move beyond hate, and particularly the hatred of police officers who risk everything in our behalf. There are other cases, comments by both presidential candidates, and more, all coming up on The Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Medved Show. Elsewhere in the country, there are activists and rioters who are protesting officer-involved shootings in Chicago and in the beautiful town of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And both suspects, and I don't believe this is a trend or organized, it's just a coincidence, but I think it is a coincidence. Both suspects in the respective cases were wielding knives, and very large knives. You can see the pictures at officers before they were shot. In Chicago, in fact, the suspect had been tased and did not stop and continued advancing on the officers, and he was shot and killed. What's fascinating about this is every once in a while you get decent coverage of an incident like this. And the Daily Mail in Britain deserves some kind of award, it seems to me, for actually having a lead that is descriptive, it's newsworthy, and it is also far more complete than the lead you would get in most American sources covering a story like this. The Daily Mail says Pennsylvania cops shoot dead a man for charging at officer with a huge blade. It is a huge blade. You should see it. As protests erupt outside precinct in support of the knifeman who stabbed four people last year, including a teenager. Okay, at least you have some context here. And there are protests about this? This is a symptom of insanity. And if you'll listen to the way that mainstream media covered the shooting of the two sheriff's deputies in Los Angeles, I think it does help put things in context. ABC was fairly straightforward and didn't make much of it. I think that NBC did a more responsible job in covering the story. This is ABC News, clip 2A.
Now to the breaking news overnight. Two Los Angeles County Sheriff's officers critically wounded in an ambush, shot point blank through their patrol car window. ABC's Zareen Shah joins us from Los Angeles with more. Good morning, Zareen.
Good morning, Eva. This morning, the suspect who ambushed two Los Angeles deputies in Compton last night is still on the run. Surveillance video shows a man dressed in black walking to their deputy car, holding out a gun, shooting multiple times, and then running off. The deputies were parked, sitting inside their vehicle in what appeared to be a well-lit area near the Compton Metro Station, very close to their own sheriff's station. They were alert enough right after the shooting to radio in their own help, their department tweeting, "They are both still fighting for their lives and in critical condition." Those deputies were identified as a 31-year-old mother of a 6-year-old and a 24-year-old man. They were both just sworn in 14 months ago, according to the sheriff. Now, the president has tweeted about the incident, and the FBI is also now offering its help with finding the suspect. Whit.
An alarming story. All right, Zareen, thank you.
Okay, here is the way that NBC News covered the same story, and you'll hear more context and depth. Listen.
Pick up and just start shooting on them. It pisses me off.
The motive is still unknown.
Tonight, we must, as a community, condemn the actions of the perpetrators, but most importantly, we must all come together, pray together for these officers, because they are heroes.
This attack is the latest after a summer of confrontations between police and protesters. President Trump weighing in on Twitter saying the shooter is an animal that must be hit hard. And last night, there was a small protest at the hospital where the sheriff's department says they arrested several protesters who were blocking the entrance of the hospital and shouting death to police. Willie, back to you.
My gosh.
Okay.
Gotti Schwartz, an ugly scene there in Los Angeles County.
Okay, they bring up the reaction of the demonstrators at the hospital, and I think that is an important piece of context. More context, a statement from Vice President Biden, the Democratic nominee for president. He said, Trump said, when we find that person, we got to get much faster with our courts, and we got to get much tougher with our sentencing. Biden's statement said the shooting is absolutely unconscionable. Acts of lawlessness and violence directed against police officers are unacceptable. They are outrageous. and they are entirely counterproductive to the pursuit of greater peace and justice in America, as are the actions of those who cheer such attacks on. Well, okay, that's clear. The idea that anyone would try to excuse this, that demonstrators would come forward in effect trying to support the shooter at the hospital. There's also an additional controversy about a reporter for a national public radio station, KPCC, in Pasadena, that says that she was shoved by police officers when she was in the crowd of demonstrators. The police officers say she didn't identify herself as a member of the press, and she now acknowledges that, no, she did not have her press credentials on her. A story says that a bystander was mocking the shooting of the two L.A. deputies while he was filming the enormous police response. Footage has emerged showing the enormous police response to the shooting of two sheriff's deputies in Los Angeles and a man mocking the attack on the two officers. The video shows a convoy of patrol cars racing toward the scene shortly before 7 p.m. on Saturday night. Crowds of people looked on as sirens blazing. Officers raced to help their wounded comrades who had been ambushed and shot at close range in Compton, Los Angeles. The man narrates to the camera, "Compton, N-word, just aired the police out. That's crazy. Damn, it goes down in Compton." It sounded, this audio, like this. The smiling cameraman added more. Listen.
They just aired the police out. It go up in Compton. Them just got aired out, cuz. They just bust on them, cuz. That's crazy. Damn. Somebody bust on the police. Damn. Oh, two sheriffs shot in the face. Two sheriffs shot in the face. They tripping. It's going up in Compton. Bust on the police. Somebody ran up on the car and bust on their ass. Right through the window, in the face and all. It's a wrap.
Something wrong with being proud of that kind of reaction? What's amazing is that someone would want to shoot himself or have himself shot making those kind of comments about two officers sitting in their car, tragically assaulted. We'll be right back with more on this issue and its role in the campaign, coming up on the MedVet Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves updates the trajectory of what is now Hurricane Sally, saying the storm has slowed down in the Gulf of Mexico.
The projection of the course of the storm has ticked to the east, which would have landfall
of a high Category 1 hurricane.
The governor continues.
It has slowed considerably from approximately moving at 12 miles an hour to closer to 8 miles an hour.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says Americans are suffering because President Trump has no national strategy to combat climate change.
Donald Trump's climate denial may not have caused these fires and record floods and record hurricanes. But if he gets a second term, these hellish events will continue to become more common.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, over the weekend, despite the wildfires here that have devastated so much of the West Coast, and it really is the whole West Coast. I mean, it's been, I don't remember another time, even when it's snowing and cold and inclement weather, where for both Saturday and Sunday, we didn't go out of our house. Why not? Because of the smoke in the air and the wildfires. And President Trump just finished an event in California where he is gone to express solidarity with Governor Newsom, who, by the way, was very gracious in thanking President Trump for the federal response. And this is as it should be. But despite the wildfires, this was a good weekend for people in the Seattle area, because the Seahawks had a great win over in Atlanta, a road win against the Falcons, and Russell Wilson, the quarterback, was just about perfect. But there's another football player who I hadn't heard of before, who I do think should be honored with a fanfare for the common man. His name is Tyler Eifert, and he is a tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And he did something I find incredibly classy and very smart and absolutely wonderful. Is one of the new initiatives with the NFL, in addition to people kneeling during the national anthem and having social justice slogans about ending racism at both ends of the field and in big billboards and playing the so-called black national anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. In addition to that, they said that people could honor victims of police violence by putting their names on their helmets. So Tyler Eifert, this player for the Jaguars, put on the back of his helmet during a very big win. I'm glad the Jaguars won, actually. Normally, I don't care who wins between Jacksonville and Indianapolis. But the Jaguars won 27-20. And he put on the name of David Dorn. Now, who is David Dorn? He was a retired police captain who was murdered at the age of 77 during the riots in St. Louis in June. And this is a beautiful thing. You may remember that David Dorn's wife spoke at the Republican convention. And this is kind of amazing. Tyler Eifert tweeted, "Great win to start season. Love being a part of this new team and community. It was an honor wearing David Dorn's name on my helmet today." And, I mean, really, this is so wonderful. In the Daily Caller, they comment, "This is a 100% pure class move from Eifert, and there's no other way to put it. The NFL is letting players wear helmet decals with the name of people impacted by systemic racism, and it's obviously become super political. However, Dorn wasn't impacted by police violence, but was a heroic retired police hero who lost his life in a savage act of violence. And yes, David Dorn was black." So this idea that black police officers deserve even more sympathy, credit, honor than black victims of police violence? Come on. This is a no-brainer. Congratulations to Tyler Eifert. I'm going to be following his career now with more attention. President Trump spoke last night in Nevada. He was in Henderson, Nevada, and it's very controversial. The governor of the state may be fining the company that President Trump spoke at. He spoke at an indoor rally, and they did have some people were required to wear masks, the people who would be right behind President Trump in the shot. But the other people did not wear masks, and the Nevada is still under lockdown, and you're not supposed to be having a big gathering like that. So there will be a controversy regarding that. But I don't think there can be too much controversy about the way Trump began his rally. Listen.
"Our movement is pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-police, and 100% pro-American. As we begin tonight, our thoughts are with the two sheriff's deputies in Los Angeles who were fighting for their lives when a vicious criminal walked up to their vehicle and shot them at point-blank range. Tonight we send our love and our support to their families, and we pray to God for their recovery."
Okay, and that is appropriate. And again, virtually everyone in American politics, Adam Schiff, whose district isn't that far away. Adam Schiff has even issued a statement condemning, of course, the shooter and praying for the recovery of the police officers. But it is one of those questions about, will the idea of violence that is ripping apart American cities and the continuing controversy in Portland over their idiot mayor who won't even let the police use tear gas in life-threatening situations. It is crazy, because this is one of those issues. If it emerges as an issue in the election, it could turn things around. And it's not because Joe Biden hasn't condemned violence against police officers. He has. but because in terms of the pro-police message, it was very prominent at the Republican convention. The Democrats did nothing. They said nothing. They didn't even have the very prominent former black police chief among them, Congresswoman Val Demings of Orlando, Florida. They didn't even have her speak. And why not? She was a police chief. And the idea of being pro-police, every single American citizen, without exception, should be pro-police. Oh, listen to this. August 2016, the NFL denied the Dallas Cowboys' request to wear a decal on their helmets during the season that would have paid tribute to the five police officers killed in an ambush in Dallas in July of 2016. The team had been wearing a decal with the words arm in arm since the first day of training camp this summer. Dallas Police Chief David Brown, he's now the police chief in Chicago, and Mayor Mike Rawlings paid the team a visit on that day. The NFL's strict rules on uniforms forced the league to deny the Cowboys' request to wear the decal for the upcoming season. Dallas police said it appreciated the Cowboys' support. Well, maybe they can wear that kind of decal now. But look, it's one of those things where this does not appear to have been the intention of the NFL. But because of the initiative of people like Tyler Eifert, you're getting more of a balance than expected. There's also a different balance than anyone expected in terms of the most important issues in the campaign. Generally, the most important issue in every campaign is the economy. And there's no question if the economy does become the deciding issue in this campaign, Trump is going to win. If every poll shows that people count on Trump more than Biden when it comes to the economy. But the economy isn't even in second place, according to a new analysis by the Wall Street Journal. So what is it that people are caring about and voting on? We will get to that and more on the Medved Show coming up.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you remember the famous slogan? It's generally credited to James Carville. It's the economy, stupid. Or sometimes it was written out just the economy, stupid. Basically, Bill Clinton won his first race for the presidency in 1992 based only on the fact that George Herbert Walker Bush, who was viewed as a terrific president, I mean, even at the time of the election, his job performance was rated very high. And this is fascinating. He had the highest job performance rating generally of any recent president, George Herbert Walker Bush, the first President Bush, when he was running for re-election in 1992. But his handling of the economy was rated very low. It was rated down at 33%. And he lost. And he lost badly. He got only, I believe it was 38% of the vote, because Ross Perot was there getting 19% as an independent. In any event, the idea is the Wall Street Journal has a smart piece by John Helsenrath and Aaron Zittner. And the headline is Economy Loses Heft as a Campaign Issue. And it takes a look at President Trump, who is literally the only recent president where his handling of the economy is rated much higher than his general handling of his job. His job performance is at 41. His handling of the economy is at 52. The only other president who had a higher time in running for re-election than with the economy than with his general job performance, so it was Clinton, but it was both so high at that point. And that was when he was running for re-election, which he won in a landslide. It was almost 60 for the economy and about 55 for his job performance generally. Okay, so what does all this mean? It means that right now, according to the polls at least, people are not going to vote on the economy. So what are they going to vote on? What's the number one issue? Wall Street Journal, NBC News surveys show that in 2016, the end of the Obama era, 88% of Republicans said the economy was poor or fair. Today, 96% of Democrats describe the economy as poor or fair. Those numbers flipped, even though overall perceptions of the economy for the nation as a whole have changed very little. Okay, so what's the deal? What they're saying is that people respond to the economy based upon their partisan outlook. And they also report that a new Gallup poll found that 35% of the public now sees the coronavirus as the most important issue facing the nation. 22% say government leadership is a key problem. And the economic matters, such as unemployment or the economy in general, ranked third at 12%, just ahead of race relations. Optimus Analytics, a data firm whose clients include hedge funds and political campaigns, is now changing its prediction models as a result of shifts in household perceptions. In its models, the partisan tilt of a state is now mattering 20% more than in the 1990s, while the economic factors such as unemployment matter 60% less. In other words, they've gone around everywhere, and when you ask people how's the economy doing, right now Republicans say much better, fine. We're making a quicker comeback than anyone expected. And by the way, I think that's true. The market today was, last I checked, up a lot and maybe bring us back up over 28,000 at the Dow. Dow was up almost 400 points. So with that kind of thing, of course, Republicans are going to look at the economy and say, fine. Democrats can look at even good news on unemployment or the market or anything else. And because Trump is a president, they think it stinks. Now, what does all of this mean? It means that if somehow Trump were able to put the economy more at the center of his campaign, he could probably build that support that he needs to overtake Joe Biden. There is lots and lots of polling. All of it shows the race not a runaway, but it shows clear leads for Biden nationally and in most of the battleground states, just about all of the battleground states. And look, it's incredibly close in some of those battleground states. 2 percentage points, 3 percentage points can easily turn around. But the interesting thing here is that President Trump has been trying to turn it around by focusing on the issue of support for the police, which is an issue where the overwhelming majority of Americans agree. When people were asked about what percentage had a positive view of police officers in their own communities, it was over 80%. And I think that's true if you ask yourself, wherever you live, do you have a positive view of police officers where you live or negative view? And people overwhelmingly, of course, and rightfully so, have a positive view. But the truth of the matter is that right now the policing issue is not taking over from the coronavirus. And I was involved in a conference call this morning, and I do believe that If things with the pandemic get visibly better, and there are some encouraging signs, if we are closer to a vaccine, if all of a sudden people are feeling we're coming out of all of this, then I think that Trump is a very likely winner in this election. But if somehow we do have a second wave, one of the things that is striking to me, we're going to be talking to my brother, Jonathan Medved, over in Israel, and I've spoken to him privately a little bit recently. They just issued a brand new lockdown that is very severe, much more severe than any state in the United States is doing it, because Israel was one of the first nations to issue a lockdown. And they did, and they were praised for it, and it seemed to nip the virus in the bud. But then they opened up again, apparently too quickly. And now they're worried that there's no room in hospitals. They have 1,108 people who have died from coronavirus. Now, to put that in context, that's far less as a percentage of the population than we have here in the United States. But they are in the midst of a full-blown second wave. If we have a full-blown second wave, it's going to be a very tough political environment. And that comes along with all of these doubts that people have, and it's increasingly the case, about whether in the midst of a pandemic we can even hold an election that people can agree on. The idea of elections that go to court, I mean, here's one of the things that just stunned me, and it just happened, is that in Texas, apparently the legislature decided that they were going to limit automatic absentee ballots to people who are over 65. It was going to be much tougher for people under 65 to get absentee ballots. The Democrats are suing on that. There are courts that have disagreed in Texas about whether or not you have a right to an absentee ballot if you're 60 or 50 or 25. And again, that kind of issue in one of the most crucial states that the Democrats keep saying that they're going to be contending. One area where they will be contending, and I think it's interesting, President Trump had indicated apparently that he was very concerned about winning Florida. So he was expressed willingness to spend up to $100 million of his own money to win the state of Florida, make sure it registers for him and for the GOP. So today, Michael Bloomberg has announced that he's going to throw in $100 million to the Biden campaign to try to win Florida. And all of that money, at a time when there really have been studies that show that so many of the ads that people craft don't necessarily work. And then we have the debates. Believe it or not, 2 weeks from now. Coming up, along with my brother Jonathan Medved, will be talking to us from Israel about the breakthroughs for peace in the Middle East. And we'll be talking about making breakthroughs for economic equality. That and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.